The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. By Patrick Lencioni. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Five Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni is an insightful book that explores the dynamics of teams and how to build successful ones. The book outlines five dysfunctions that can prevent a team from achieving its goals: absence of trust, fear of conflict, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability, and inattention to results. Lencioni begins by introducing the concept of team as opposed to group. A group is simply people working together, while a team has shared goals and objectives. He then explains why it is important for teams to be effective in order for organizations to succeed. He argues that when teams are dysfunctional, they become less productive than their individual members would be if they were working alone. The first dysfunction outlined in the book is absence of trust, which occurs when team members are unwilling or unable to be vulnerable with one another about their weaknesses or mistakes. This leads them into defensive behavior, which prevents open communication and collaboration among teammates. To overcome this dysfunction, Lencioni suggests creating an environment where everyone feels safe enough to take risks without fear of being judged or criticized. The second dysfunction discussed is fear of conflict, which happens when team members avoid discussing difficult topics out of concern for hurting someone's feelings or damaging relationships within the group. Without healthy debate on issues, decisions tend not to get made quickly or effectively, leading to stagnation within the organization. Lack of commitment follows next, as it relates directly with avoiding conflict. If there isn't any discussion around ideas, then no one will commit fully because they don't feel ownership over those ideas, due lack understanding what was decided upon during meetings. Avoidance of accountability comes forth, as it ties into both trust and commitment. If individuals aren't held accountable for their actions, then there won't be any consequences should something go wrong, resulting in poor performance overall from all involved parties. Finally, inattention to results rounds off this list, as it speaks directly towards goal setting. Without clear objectives set out at the beginning stages, nothing will ever get accomplished, since everyone will have different interpretations on what needs done, leading back into confusion amongst each other. Overall, the Five Dysfunctions of a Team provides readers with valuable insight on how best manage groups so that everyone can work together efficiently towards common goals, while also learning more about themselves along way. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Dysfunction 1, absence of trust. Without trust, team members are unwilling to be vulnerable and open with one another, leading to a lack of collaboration and communication. Main idea number 2. Dysfunction 2, fear of conflict. Without healthy conflict, team members are unable to have productive debates and discussions, leading to a lack of creativity and innovation. Main idea number 3. Dysfunction 3, lack of commitment. Without commitment, team members are unable to make decisions and move forward, leading to a lack of accountability and progress. Main idea number 4. Dysfunction 4, avoidance of accountability. Without accountability, team members are unable to hold each other accountable for their actions, leading to a lack of results and progress. Main idea number 5. Dysfunction 5, inattention to results. Without a focus on results, team members are unable to prioritize their efforts and focus on the most important tasks, leading to a lack of progress and success. Main idea number 6. The Five Dysfunctions model. The five dysfunctions of a team are interrelated and must be addressed in order to create a successful team. Main idea number 7. The foundation of trust. Trust is the foundation of a successful team and must be established before any other dysfunctions can be addressed. Main idea number 8. The benefits of conflict. Conflict is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to foster creativity and innovation. Main idea number 9. The importance of commitment. Commitment is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to ensure decisions are made and progress is made. Main idea number 10. The necessity of accountability. Accountability is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to ensure results are achieved and progress is made. Main idea number 11. The focus on results. Results should be the focus of a successful team and should be prioritized in order to ensure progress and success. Main idea number 12. The role of leadership. Leadership is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to ensure the 5 dysfunctions are addressed. Main idea number 13. The benefits of teamwork. Teamwork is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to foster collaboration and communication. Main idea number 14. The power of communication. Communication is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to ensure clarity and understanding. Main idea number 15. The value of feedback. Feedback is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to ensure progress and success. Main idea number 16. The need for constructive criticism. Constructive criticism is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to foster creativity and innovation. Main idea number 17. The benefits of collaboration. Collaboration is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to foster creativity and innovation. Main idea number 18. The importance of empathy. Empathy is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to ensure understanding and respect. Main idea number 19. The role of team building. Team building is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to foster collaboration and communication. Main idea number 20. The benefits of diversity. Diversity is essential for a successful team and should be encouraged in order to foster creativity and innovation. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Trust is the foundation of any successful team. Without trust, team members are unable to be vulnerable and open with one another, leading to a lack of collaboration and communication. This can lead to an environment where people are unwilling to take risks or share ideas for fear of being judged or ridiculed by their peers. As a result, teams become stagnant and fail to reach their full potential. The absence of trust also leads to an increase in politics within the team as individuals try to protect themselves from criticism or blame. People may start withholding information from each other in order to gain an advantage over their colleagues, creating further divisions between them. In addition, without trust there is no accountability. If people don't feel comfortable speaking up about mistakes, then they will not be held accountable for them. Ultimately, when teams lack trust, it becomes difficult for them to work together effectively towards common goals. Without this essential element in place, it can be hard for teams to achieve success. Main idea number 2. Fear of conflict is a major dysfunction that can prevent teams from achieving their full potential. When team members are afraid to express their opinions and challenge each other, it stifles creativity and innovation. Without healthy conflict, ideas remain stagnant and progress slows down. Team members become complacent with the status quo instead of pushing for improvement. When fear of conflict exists in a team environment, it creates an atmosphere where people are unwilling to take risks or speak up when they disagree with something. This leads to groupthink, where everyone agrees on decisions without considering all perspectives or alternatives. It also prevents meaningful conversations from taking place as people avoid voicing their true thoughts out of fear. In order for teams to be successful, they must learn how to have productive debates and discussions while still respecting each other's opinions. This requires creating an open environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. By encouraging healthy debate and allowing different points of view to be heard, teams can foster creativity and innovation, which will ultimately lead them toward success. Main idea number 3. Commitment is essential for any team to be successful. Without commitment, team members are unable to make decisions and move forward, leading to a lack of accountability and progress. When there is no commitment from the team, it can lead to confusion about roles and responsibilities as well as a lack of trust between members. This can cause frustration among the group, which can further impede their ability to work together effectively. In order for teams to have true commitment, they must first understand each other's goals and objectives. They need to be able to communicate openly with one another in order for everyone's ideas and opinions on how best to achieve those goals are heard. Once this understanding has been established, then the team needs to come up with an agreed-upon plan that all members will commit themselves to. Having clear expectations set out by the leader or manager also helps ensure that everyone is on board with what needs doing in order for success. It allows individuals within the group know exactly what their role is, so they feel more comfortable committing themselves fully towards achieving those goals. Finally, having regular check-ins throughout projects ensures that everyone remains committed throughout its duration. These meetings allow people within the group to discuss any issues or concerns they may have while also providing them with an opportunity to celebrate successes along the way. Main idea number 4. Dysfunction 4, avoidance of accountability is a major issue that can arise in teams. Without accountability, team members are unable to hold each other accountable for their actions and results. This leads to a lack of progress and results, as no one is held responsible for the outcomes of their work. As a result, team members become complacent and do not strive to reach goals or complete tasks on time. Furthermore, without accountability, there is no incentive for individuals to take ownership over their work or be proactive in problem solving. Accountability also helps create an environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up about issues they may have with the project or task at hand. When people feel like they can speak up without fear of retribution, it encourages collaboration and open communication, which are essential components of successful teams. In order to ensure accountability within a team setting, it's important that clear expectations are set from the beginning so everyone knows what needs to be done and by when. Additionally, regular check-ins should be conducted between team members so any potential problems can be identified early on before they become bigger issues down the line. Main idea number 5. Dysfunction 5, inattention to results is a major issue that can prevent teams from achieving success. Without a focus on results, team members are unable to prioritize their efforts and focus on the most important tasks. This leads to a lack of progress and success as team members become distracted by less important tasks or activities. Additionally, without an emphasis on results, there is no clear understanding of what needs to be accomplished in order for the team to reach its goals. As such, it becomes difficult for the team to measure its progress and make necessary adjustments along the way. In order for teams to overcome this dysfunction, they must first establish clear objectives with measurable outcomes so that everyone understands what needs to be achieved. Team leaders should also ensure that all members understand how their individual contributions contribute towards reaching these objectives. Finally, regular check-ins should be held where each member reports back on their progress towards meeting these objectives so that any issues can be identified early and addressed quickly. Main idea number 6. The 5 Dysfunctions Model, developed by Patrick Lencioni in his book The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, is an effective tool for understanding the dynamics of team performance. This model identifies 5 key dysfunctions that can prevent teams from achieving their goals: absence of trust, fear of conflict, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability, and inattention to results. Absence of trust is the foundation upon which all other dysfunctions are built. Without trust among team members, it becomes difficult to have open and honest conversations about issues or ideas. Fear of conflict arises when there is no trust, as people become reluctant to express their opinions or challenge each other's ideas. Lack of commitment occurs when individuals do not feel comfortable expressing themselves openly and honestly due to a lack of trust. Avoidance of accountability happens when individuals are unwilling to hold each other accountable for tasks or decisions because they don't want to hurt relationships with teammates. Finally, inattention to results occurs when teams focus too much on interpersonal relationships rather than on achieving collective goals. By addressing these five dysfunctions within a team environment, organizations can create an atmosphere where collaboration and innovation thrive while also ensuring that everyone remains focused on achieving common objectives. Main idea number 7. Trust is the cornerstone of any successful team. Without trust, it is impossible for a team to function effectively and efficiently. Trust allows members of a team to be open and honest with each other, which in turn leads to better communication and collaboration. It also creates an environment where people feel safe enough to take risks without fear of being judged or criticized. When trust exists within a team, members are more likely to challenge each other's ideas in order to come up with the best solutions possible. They can also provide constructive feedback without worrying about hurting someone's feelings or damaging relationships. This type of openness encourages creativity and innovation as well as problem solving. In addition, when there is trust among teammates, they are more likely to support one another during difficult times instead of pointing fingers or placing blame on others. This helps create an atmosphere that fosters cooperation rather than competition. Building trust takes time, but it is essential for teams who want to achieve success together. Leaders must set the tone by modeling behaviors that demonstrate respect for all individuals on the team regardless of their position or experience level. Main idea number 8. Conflict is an essential part of any successful team. It can be uncomfortable and difficult to manage, but it is necessary for a team to reach its full potential. Conflict encourages creativity and innovation by allowing different perspectives to be heard and considered. When managed properly, conflict can lead to better decision-making, improved problem-solving skills, increased collaboration among members, and greater trust within the team. When teams are able to openly discuss their differences in opinion without fear of retribution or judgment, they are more likely to come up with creative solutions that would not have been possible otherwise. This type of constructive conflict also helps build relationships between members as they learn how best to work together despite their disagreements. Additionally, when teams engage in healthy debate about issues, they become more invested in the outcome, which leads them toward success. In order for teams to benefit from conflict, it must be managed effectively. Leaders should create an environment where all voices are respected and everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of criticism or ridicule. They should also ensure that conflicts remain focused on the issue at hand rather than personal attacks or grievances against other members. By encouraging open dialogue amongst team members while managing conflicts appropriately, leaders can help foster a culture of creativity and innovation within their organization that will ultimately lead them toward success. Main idea number 9. Commitment is an essential element of a successful team. It ensures that decisions are made and progress is achieved. When members of a team commit to their goals, they become more invested in the success of the group as a whole. This commitment can be fostered through open communication, trust, and accountability among team members. When each member commits to their role within the team, it creates an environment where everyone feels responsible for achieving results. This encourages collaboration and creative problem-solving as well as strengthens relationships between teammates. Commitment also helps teams stay focused on their objectives by providing clarity around expectations and roles. In order to foster commitment within a team, leaders should create an atmosphere that values dedication and hard work. They should provide clear direction on what needs to be accomplished while allowing room for creativity from individual members. Leaders should also recognize when someone has gone above and beyond in terms of effort or contribution so that others will feel motivated to do the same. Ultimately, commitment is key for any successful team because it allows them to move forward with confidence knowing that everyone is working together towards common goals. By encouraging this type of dedication among its members, teams can achieve greater levels of success than ever before. Main idea number 10. Accountability is an essential part of any successful team. It ensures that everyone on the team is held responsible for their actions and results, which in turn encourages them to strive for excellence. When accountability is present, it creates a culture of trust and respect among team members as they know that each person will be held accountable for their contributions. This also helps to ensure that tasks are completed on time and goals are achieved. In order to foster a culture of accountability within a team, leaders must set clear expectations from the start. They should communicate what success looks like and how individual performance will be measured against those standards. Leaders should also provide regular feedback so that everyone knows where they stand in terms of progress towards achieving goals. Finally, it's important to recognize when someone has gone above and beyond or made mistakes so that others can learn from them. Celebrating successes publicly reinforces good behavior while addressing issues privately allows people to take ownership over their mistakes without feeling embarrassed or ashamed. By creating an environment where accountability is expected and rewarded, teams can become more productive, efficient, and effective at reaching their objectives. Main idea number 11. The idea of focusing on results is an important one for any team. It means that the team should prioritize achieving their goals and objectives, rather than getting caught up in other activities or distractions. This focus helps to ensure that progress is made and success achieved. To do this, teams need to have a clear understanding of what they are trying to achieve and how they plan to get there. They also need to be able to measure their progress against these goals so that they can adjust their approach if necessary. In order for teams to stay focused on results, it's important for them to have strong leadership who can keep everyone motivated and accountable. Leaders should set expectations around performance and provide feedback regularly so that everyone knows where they stand in relation to the team's goals. Additionally, leaders should create an environment where people feel comfortable taking risks and pushing themselves out of their comfort zone in order to reach new heights. Finally, it's essential for teams not only focus on short-term successes but also long-term ones as well. Teams should strive towards creating sustainable solutions which will help them continue achieving success over time instead of just relying on quick fixes or temporary solutions. Main idea number 12. Leadership is a critical component of any successful team. It provides direction, sets expectations, and encourages collaboration among members. Leaders should be proactive in addressing the five dysfunctions of a team as outlined by Patrick Lencioni in his book The Five Dysfunctions of a Team: absence of trust, fear of conflict, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability, and inattention to results. Leaders must create an environment where trust can develop between members so that they feel comfortable expressing their opinions without fear or judgment. They should also foster open dialogue and debate within the group to ensure all perspectives are heard and considered before decisions are made. This will help build consensus around commitments, which will lead to greater accountability for individual actions. Finally, leaders need to focus on results-oriented outcomes rather than simply completing tasks or activities. By setting clear goals with measurable objectives, it becomes easier for teams to track progress toward success while holding each other accountable along the way. In summary, leadership plays an important role in creating effective teams that can overcome the five dysfunctions outlined by Lencioni's book The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. Through fostering trust between members, encouraging open dialogue and debate within the group, and focusing on results-oriented outcomes, leaders can help create high-performing teams capable of achieving great things. Main idea number 13. Teamwork is an essential part of any successful team. It encourages collaboration, communication, and trust among members. When teams work together effectively, they can achieve more than what any individual could do alone. Teamwork also helps to create a sense of unity and purpose within the group. When teams are working together well, it allows for better problem-solving and decision-making as each member brings their own unique perspective to the table. This leads to more creative solutions that may not have been considered otherwise. Additionally, when everyone works together towards a common goal, it increases motivation and morale, which can lead to higher productivity. Teamwork also fosters relationships between members, which can help build trust in the group over time. This trust makes it easier for members to rely on one another during difficult times or when facing challenging tasks. Furthermore, teamwork creates an environment where individuals feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism from others. Overall, teamwork is beneficial for both individuals and groups alike as it promotes collaboration, communication, creativity, and trust while helping people reach their goals faster with greater success. Main idea number 14. The power of communication is an essential element for any successful team. Communication allows teams to share ideas, collaborate on projects, and build relationships with each other. It also helps to ensure clarity and understanding between members of the team. When communication is encouraged within a team, it can help foster trust and respect among its members. Good communication involves active listening as well as speaking up when necessary. Team members should be open to hearing different perspectives from their colleagues in order to gain insight into how they think and feel about certain topics or issues. This will allow them to better understand one another's point of view, which can lead to more effective problem solving. In addition, clear expectations should be set so that everyone knows what is expected of them in terms of performance and behavior. This will help prevent misunderstandings or confusion that could arise due to lack of communication or miscommunication. Overall, the power of communication is invaluable for any successful team. By encouraging open dialogue amongst its members, teams can create a strong foundation for collaboration and success. Main idea number 15. Feedback is an essential part of any successful team. It allows for open communication and encourages progress by providing constructive criticism and suggestions for improvement. By giving feedback, team members can identify areas where they need to improve or develop new skills, as well as recognize successes and celebrate accomplishments. Feedback also helps to build trust within the team, which is a key factor in creating a cohesive unit. In The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni, he emphasizes the importance of feedback in order to ensure success. He states that feedback should be encouraged at all times because it provides valuable insight into how each individual contributes to the overall success of the team. Furthermore, he suggests that teams should have regular meetings dedicated solely to discussing performance issues so that everyone has an opportunity to provide input on what needs improvement. Overall, feedback is invaluable when it comes to building strong teams and achieving success. It allows individuals to take ownership over their work while also helping them understand how their efforts contribute towards collective goals. Therefore, it is important for teams to create an environment where feedback can be given freely without fear of judgment or retribution. Main idea number 16. Constructive criticism is an important part of any successful team. It allows for open dialogue and encourages creativity and innovation. Constructive criticism should be seen as a positive tool to help the team reach its goals, rather than something that needs to be avoided or feared. When done correctly, constructive criticism can lead to better ideas, improved processes, and increased productivity. In order for constructive criticism to work effectively, it must come from a place of respect and understanding. Team members need to feel comfortable expressing their opinions without fear of retribution or judgment. This means creating an environment where everyone feels safe enough to speak up when they have an idea or concern about how things are going. It's also important that feedback is given in a way that is helpful rather than hurtful. Criticism should focus on the issue at hand rather than attacking someone personally or making them feel inadequate in some way. The goal should always be improvement, not punishment. Constructive criticism can help teams become more efficient and productive by allowing them to identify areas where improvements can be made quickly and easily. It also helps foster collaboration between team members, which leads to greater success overall. Main idea number 17. Collaboration is an essential part of any successful team. It encourages creativity and innovation, as well as providing a platform for members to share ideas and work together towards a common goal. Collaboration also helps build trust between team members, which in turn leads to better communication and more effective problem solving. When teams collaborate effectively, they are able to draw on the strengths of each individual member while minimizing their weaknesses. This allows them to come up with creative solutions that would not have been possible if working alone. Additionally, collaboration can help foster a sense of ownership among team members by allowing everyone's voice to be heard. Finally, Collaboration can lead to increased productivity since it eliminates the need for redundant tasks or rework due to miscommunication or lack of understanding. By encouraging collaboration within your team, you will create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected. Main idea number 18. Empathy is an essential component of any successful team. It allows members to understand and respect each other, which in turn leads to better communication and collaboration. Empathy helps teams work together more effectively by creating a sense of trust and understanding between members. When people feel understood, they are more likely to be open with their ideas and opinions, leading to greater creativity and innovation. Encouraging empathy within a team can also help reduce conflict. By taking the time to listen carefully to others' perspectives, team members can gain insight into how different individuals think about issues or problems. This understanding can lead to better problem-solving skills as well as improved relationships among teammates. Finally, empathy encourages compassion for one another's struggles or successes. Teammates who show genuine concern for each other will be more likely to support one another through difficult times or celebrate victories together. In short, empathy is an invaluable tool that should not be overlooked when building strong teams. Encouraging it within your organization will create a culture of understanding that will benefit everyone involved. Main idea number 19. Team building is an important part of any successful team. It helps to foster collaboration and communication between members, which can lead to better problem-solving and decision-making. Team building activities can range from simple icebreakers or trust exercises to more complex tasks such as group projects or simulations. These activities help build relationships among team members, increase understanding of each other's strengths and weaknesses, and create a sense of unity within the team. Team building also encourages creativity by allowing individuals to think outside the box in order to come up with solutions for problems that may arise during their work together. This type of creative thinking can be beneficial when it comes time for brainstorming ideas or coming up with innovative solutions for difficult challenges. Additionally, team building allows teams to practice working together in a safe environment before tackling real-world issues. Finally, effective team building requires strong leadership from all involved parties. Leaders should set clear expectations for how they want their teams to interact with one another while also providing guidance on how best to achieve success through teamwork. By setting these expectations early on and reinforcing them throughout the process, leaders will ensure that everyone is working towards common goals. Main idea number 20. Diversity is an important factor in creating a successful team. It allows for different perspectives and ideas to be shared, which can lead to more creative solutions and innovative approaches. Diversity also encourages collaboration between members of the team, as they are able to learn from each other's experiences and backgrounds. This helps create a stronger bond within the group, leading to better communication and understanding. In addition, diversity can help reduce conflicts within teams by providing multiple points of view on any given issue or problem. This allows for more constructive conversations that focus on finding solutions rather than simply debating opinions. Furthermore, having diverse members on a team can provide valuable insight into how certain decisions may affect people with different backgrounds or experiences. Overall, encouraging diversity among teams has many benefits that should not be overlooked. By embracing differences in opinion and background, teams will become stronger and more effective at achieving their goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.